USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Hadi Mutar, the 24-year-old man accused of stabbing writer Salman Rushdie, had no prior criminal history, and authorities said they have yet to determine a motive for the attack against the man who was targeted by Iran's leadership more than 30 years ago. Rushdie continues to improve after the attack. Another U.S. congressional delegation met with Taiwan's president in Taipei Monday, less than 2 weeks after Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit infuriated China's government. Senator Ed Markey, the Democrat from Massachusetts, is leading a five-member delegation. 1 year ago today marked the beginning of President Biden's decline with the American people, the fall of Kabul to the Taliban, and leaving enough weapons and equipment instantly made the Taliban one of the strongest militaries in the world. Not to mention what it did to the women of Afghanistan after a taste of freedom. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.